Welcome to Collaboration is Queen, a New World Women production. I'm your host, Dawn Morningstar, one of three co-founders of New World Women. Sean Vougeot, Mecca Page, and I have collaborated to co-create New World Women, a women's organization that shares profits with women to reward them for expanding their consciousness and nurturing themselves. Our unique offering supports women's self-empowerment and economic sufficiency, and it emerged out of a respectful, inclusive, co-creative process based on collaboration at every turn. And fun. Yes, there was lots of fun. The three of us are often overheard saying, collaboration is queen. We invite you to welcome more collaboration into your life, knowing that you don't have to do it alone, whatever it is for you. Dust off your crown and enjoy. And always remember, collaboration is queen.
So it's my joy and delight to share a little bit about Amber Mayer with you. She is a soul alignment coach, a healer, a teacher, and she has an amazing passion. That's what first drew me to her when we met. She helps light workers and everyone on this call, every one of us, we are all light workers, no matter how comfortable you are with that word, because you share your light, you are a light worker. And so Amber helps light workers to discover their soul purpose, awaken their unique gifts. And we all have these amazing, unique gifts, don't we? And we're finally getting to share them. And she helps people to finally say goodbye to all the things that keep them stuck so that they can fully embrace their power and achieve their wildest dreams. Imagine what that feels like. Amber uses a unique blend of intuitive coaching along with guidance and healing from the Akashic Records. And I'm sure she'll explain a little bit about what that is if you're not familiar with it. And she works with angels and the soul to help each woman take powerful steps toward her soul path and to take quantum leaps in her personal healing and her vision for her life. Welcome, Amber, if you'd like to go ahead and unmute. We are so very happy to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this call all week, and happy solstice, everyone.
So, Amber, what was there a particular time or incident in your life that inspired you to take the path that you're on now with angels and Akashic Records?
Yeah, it's like I still can remember this lunch date I was having with a good girlfriend of mine. I really, really struggled lifelong with depression and a lot of chronic pain. And this friend of mine and I would meet regularly, and she really struggled with depression too. So it was like a common conversation we would have. And one lunch we had together, she's like, "Have you ever tried Reiki?" And I was like, "What the heck is that?" And she explained it to me, and I was like, "That sounds pretty cool." And so, she gave me the information for her Reiki practitioner. I signed up for a session. I went and I was mind blown. I was completely blown away. And at the end of the session, the practitioner said, "You know, I get this feeling like you should be doing this too." And I was like, sold. Like, that was all I needed. And I think within a week, I had signed up for my first Reiki class, and I was on this path to learning all about this whole new world that I didn't even know existed. And after I learned about Reiki, all I wanted to do was share it with people because it brought so much healing to my life. I felt like I started to follow these like breadcrumbs of my intuition leading me down all these different paths and learning about the angels and the Akashic Records. And just kind of one thing has led to another. And really why I do what I do is because it's been such a powerful catalyst in my life. I really want people to be able to experience some of the powerful shifts that can be brought to your life when you really live this like intuitive and this heart-led life.
A heart-led life. I love that. We say in New World Women that we are a like-hearted sisterhood, connecting at the heart. So how beautiful. And will you be telling us a little later on about Akashic Records, what they are for those who might not know about it, or would you like to tell us a little bit right now?
Yeah, Akashic Records, it's, you know, it's not a very intuitive word to help you understand what it is. If the power was bestowed upon me to rename the Akashic Records, I would simply call them your soul records. I think it makes it a lot more easy to understand. A lot of people like to consider your Akashic Records like the library of your soul. And so there's just all sorts of really great information in the Akashic Records to help you understand your purpose, your gifts, and the circumstances of your life.
Love it. Yeah, I like the renaming idea. So how have you changed because of the work that you do with angels?
Gosh, you know, I would say I feel like everything has changed for me once I started working with the angels. Like really, once I discovered that I could heal myself and my life with the help of my angels and the Akashic Records and really my whole spirit team, my angels were some of my biggest allies in this work for me. They really helped me see a different perspective for myself and my life. And I would say it was a really empowered perspective. I think one of the things that I didn't realize at the time was like how much I was living in victimization, and the angels really were able to help me like pull me out of that deep victimization and powerlessness that I felt in my life, and really gave me this empowered perspective and helped me understand what a powerful co-creator I am in my life. And so the angels really were almost like this beautiful disruption from my unconscious and unhelpful programming, and helped me just live so much more consciously. And I found that working on my own personal healing and exploring my spirituality and developing my spiritual gifts, like really all worked hand in hand for me and brought just quantum leaps into my healing progress and the amount of joy that I experience in life.
Love it. We are so excited that you will be teaching, what is it, an angel every 2 months for a year, and how to work with them during the time in between in our New World Women Live classes once we launch. And I know I'm really looking forward to that myself. So thank you so much. Well, we're going to turn it all over to you right now. And thank you again for sharing your wisdom with us, Amber.
Thanks so much for having me here. And I am so excited to celebrate winter solstice with you all. And so what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to talk just a tiny bit about what winter solstice is, how it connects into history, and how it's still celebrated today. But then I want to spend the majority of our time today bringing you a beautiful angel meditation so you can really experience the beautiful healing power of the angels for yourself. And so the angels want to help you shed any heavy energy you might be carrying from this year and help to illuminate you with new light to move into next year. Does that sound like fun, everyone? All right. So let's start with, what is winter solstice? So scientifically, winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere is the day that the North Pole reaches its farthest tilt from the sun, which means that it's the shortest day and it's the longest night of the year. So in the Northern Hemisphere, the winter solstice takes place between December 20th and 23rd, depending on the year. And so winter solstice for the Southern Hemisphere then is in June, when we're here in the Northern Hemisphere are celebrating the summer solstice. And so on this day, we celebrate the rebirth of the sun. We celebrate the light returning, because at this point of time at winter solstice, there's only going to be more light coming from here. And so we see this time symbolically as a time for new beginnings and rebirth and transformation, hope. It's a time to leave the darkness behind, including unhelpful habits and thoughts. And so the winter solstice has been seen as a significant time of year in many cultures across the world since prehistory, and has been marked by festivals and rituals. So historically, it's marked a symbolic death and rebirth of the sun. And so oftentimes you'll find fire and light are traditional symbols of celebrations that are held on the darkest day of the year. And so research shows that humans may have observed the winter solstice as early as the last part of the Stone Age. So the Stonehenge is actually one example. And this is where the stone-like structure is aligned with the sunset on winter solstice. And there's other similar stone structures that are aligned with the sunrise on winter solstice too. And so celebrations that surround winter solstice can be found historically across most cultures, and many of these celebrations are still happening today. A few of those are the traditional Festival of Lights in Scandinavia for St. Lucia's Day, or Yalda Night is an Iranian festival celebrating the longest and darkest night of the year. In Peru, of course, like the rest of the southern hemisphere, the winter solstice is in June, but they celebrate Inti Rami, which is Quechua for sun festival. And so that takes place on the solstice, and it's dedicated to honoring Inti, the sun god. The Chinese have some celebrations for winter solstice, Dongzi, which means winter arrives. And that welcomes the return of longer days and the corresponding increase in positive energy for the year to come. So I could share a bunch more examples of how winter solstice is celebrated across cultures, but I would suggest doing a little Google search and doing some research for yourself if you find this topic interesting. And so today, us gathered together as women, we are going to celebrate the winter solstice and the return of the light with the angels. And more specifically, we're going to celebrate with the archangels. And so that might lead you to the question, what exactly are the archangels? And the word archangels actually derived from two Greek words, and it basically translates into archangels are chief messengers of God or creator or spirit. And so, archangels are really powerful divine beings. Each has a specialty and represents different elements of God, creator, or spirit, whatever word you like to use. And there's actually nine orders of angels, and archangels and guardian angels are the groups of angels that work the closest with humans and Earth. So one thing I like to point out about archangels is that they're unlimited. So it means that they don't have limits on how much they can help you or how many people they can help at once. So I hear people oftentimes being like, oh, I don't want to bother the angels with that. That just seems silly, you know? But angels want to help you with all your needs. So nothing is too great, nothing is too small. And so I find that working with the angels is a really powerful practice that can help you with pretty much anything in your life, such as bringing you healing, protection, guidance, you know, a deeper understanding of your circumstances, and just helps you really connect to so much more love and just connection with the divine. I find getting to know the archangels is kind of like developing relationships with lifelong friends. So to celebrate, I'm bringing you a healing meditation with the angels to help you shed any of that heavy energy you might feel you're carrying from this year and to illuminate you with new light. And this light is there to help you see the wisdom in the darkness and to help you light and see your path going forward. So today we're going to have two archangels joining us. We're going to have Archangel Uriel and Archangel Jophiel. And so Archangel Uriel's name means God's light. And so he helps you see yourself in the divine light and wants to help you see the true light and gift that you are. And he's really great at shining light on your situation so the truth can be seen. And then Archangel Jophiel, her name means beauty of God. And so she's the angel of art and beauty and joy. And she can really help you slow down and enjoy the moment, which I'm guessing who here has a little challenge with that. Yeah, that's me too. So Jophiel can really help you see and appreciate the beauty that's all around you, including yourself, as well as the challenges in your life. And so when you're able to do that, that in turn helps you create and manifest more beauty, more gratitude, and more joy in your mind and in your life. All right. So you're ready to get started and meet the angels? Awesome. All right. Well, I invite you all just to sit back in your chairs and get as comfortable as you can. And you can close your eyes. This really helps you gain a deeper connection with your inner world. And we're going to start with a little angel invocation, which is really like a fun little blend of setting intentions and a prayer. Creator of all that is, Archangel Uriel and Archangel Jophiel, thank you for coming to us now and illuminating us with your beautiful light. Thank you for helping us find wisdom in our darkness and to help us celebrate our growth and our journeys over the last year. thank you for bringing light to illuminate our paths, to help us see our unique way forward in the new year. Thank you for your endless love and support. Thank you. So let's start by just taking a few deep breaths, really dropping into the presence of your body. We'll start by getting just a little grounded so we can fully access the magic that being present in our bodies can bring to us. So now bring your awareness down to your feet. And on the bottoms of your feet, you have chakras or energy centers. And I want you to imagine, maybe you can visualize this, feel it, or just know it, that you're opening up these energy centers on the bottoms of your feet. And as you're focusing your energy there, you might start to notice you feel some different sensations. Maybe your feet feel a little tingly or a little warm. And as you open up these chakras, these energy centers, I want you to imagine that you're starting to send your energy down out through the bottoms of your feet. Kind of like tree roots down into the earth. And quickly send those energy cords, those tree roots, down past the surface of the earth. This is another good place to connect into the feeling of the earth. Now that your energy is now in the earth, what does it feel like? Maybe it feels cool and moist. Maybe it feels warm and dry, like sand in the sun. Whatever comes up for you is perfect. And now continue to quickly send that energy, those roots, all the way down through all the different layers of the earth, all the way to the center of the earth. And the center of the earth is Mother Earth's heart. There's so much powerful healing energy there. And now that you're in the center of the earth, what does that energy feel like to you? And with your next inhale, I invite you to imagine that you are breathing up, that you're pulling up this beautiful Mother Earth energy all the way up through the bottoms of your feet, up through your legs, up into your body, deeply connecting you to the earth and becoming fully present in your body. Breathe up this beautiful healing energy and exhale out any stress, any tension. And now that we're nice and grounded, let's invite Archangel Uriel and Archangel Jophiel into your space. They want to start by helping you release any heavy energy that you're carrying from this past year. Archangel Uriel is showing me that many of you are feeling really heavy, like you're wearing a really, really heavy cloak. It feels like wearing a really heavy weighted blanket. He says, it's hard to do anything as you carry around all this weight, and he wants to help you release it. So you can release any feelings of being stuck and feel freer and more joy. So imagine, feel, or know that he's shining his light on you, on this cloak, like a spotlight, helping you see the fabrics that have been stitched together to create this cloak. I'm seeing it like patchwork, like a quilt. And ask Archangel Uriel to help you clearly see what your cloak is made of. Maybe it's too high of expectations you've set for yourself. Or maybe it's grief that you think you must carry on your own. Or it could be guilt or judgments that you carry about yourself. Or it could be your inability to allow yourself to really rest or to be able to accept support. I think as women, it's so easy for us to take on or carry a lot that isn't truly ours. What are you carrying for others? And take just a moment just to see what Archangel Uriel is showing you, what you're carrying, as he shines his light on this cloak. The reason he wants you to be aware of what you're carrying around that's so heavy is because he wants you to have the awareness to make the decision to not pick it up and carry it again. Now allow Archangel Uriel to untie the cord on your cloak and to let it fall off your head and off your shoulders and fall to the ground around you. And this cloak falls heavy to the floor, billowing up the air all around you. This push of air is moving your energy and gives you the momentum to move forward. The cloak dissolves into the earth, and take a moment to relish in how much lighter you feel. Now that you can see more clearly and have released the heaviness of the year, Archangel Jophiel wants to help you reflect on your darkness or your shadows that you encountered throughout the year. And this is just another way to look at challenges. It's in the darkness where our greatest potential for growth awaits us. And Archangel Jophiel is amazing at helping us see our growth and the hidden beauty in all of our circumstances. And so ask Archangel Uriel to shine his light on the shadows and the lessons that you learned this year. And Archangel Jophiel is holding up a giant mirror to help you see the truth within yourself and your life circumstances. And so look into this mirror now and ask Jophiel to show you a challenge that you encountered in this last year. Ask her to show you a higher perspective and what your growth was. And as the lesson becomes clear, see the darkness turn to light. She says this is true spiritual alchemy. Turn your pain into your power. Find the gold in your lessons. And even if you aren't super clear on those lessons yet, ask Archangel Uriel to shine his light on those lessons, alchemizing them, infusing your whole body and spirit in this light. bringing this wisdom with you now and into the next year. And now Archangel Jophiel wants to celebrate us and our growth. I find Jophiel like that amazing girlfriend that's always cheering you on. And so now she wants you to look in the mirror that she's holding. And she wants you to look at your reflection. She wants you to see yourself how she sees you. Ask her to show you what's beautiful about you. Ask her to show you what growth of yours needs to be celebrated. She's inviting you to be grateful for yourself, grateful for your ability to look within and reflect, grateful for your desire and your ability to grow. She wants you to see your lessons as growth, not mistakes. And Jophiel is saying there's some of you that are struggling to find the compassion for yourself. And she's now surrounding you with this golden pink compassion energy. She says to simply breathe this energy in to accept it, to help you find your own compassion for yourself. But she also wants to remind everyone that when you're looking for your growth and you feel like you can't see it out ahead of you, like you can't measure it, she wants you to look within. For you need to deepen your roots before you grow. And when you can't see the growth outside of you, the growth is within you. She wants you to look at your roots. Know that your angels are cheering you on and celebrating you. They know this hard internal work that you've been doing. Take a moment to recognize how far you've come. Really celebrate yourself. And Jophiel is also saying that if you're not sure how to celebrate yourself, is a sure sign that you need to do more of it. And so ask her and ask your angels to show you how to celebrate, to give you some ideas. Now let's ask Archangel Uriel to light our paths into the next year, to help us see a clear path forward. Based on the wisdom that you've received from doing your inner work and stepping into this darkness, what will you bring to this next year? Are there different thoughts or beliefs that you'll be building? Different actions or behaviors that you'll be nurturing? What's the internal growth you want for this year? Those roots that Jophiel was speaking of. And take just a moment to allow the angels to flow through your thoughts. And so Archangel Uriel is wanting to help infuse you with new energy for this coming year. So see, sense, feel, or just know that he's creating a beautiful bubble of light around you. This bubble's kind of like a big mixing bowl where you get to create a beautiful energy container around you by adding in any of the special ingredients that you want. Do you want to allow in more support this year? Toss that into the bubble. Have you realized in this meditation that you could use some more self-compassion and celebrate yourself more? Imagine throwing those things into the bubble. And take just a few moments to think of what energy you want to create and bring with you into the new year. And toss all those things into the bubble. And I'm hearing the angel say, don't be stingy. Think about it like almost like a monster cookie mix. Just throw whatever you want in there. And when you're complete, mix all these things around and ask Archangel Uriel to shine his light on all of those things, bringing all of these beautiful supportive energies together for you. And then ask Archangel Jophiel to add in a big sprinkle of joy. And now feel this energy infuse your body. Maybe like you would feel the heat of the sun on your skin, soaking up all this goodness in every pore of your skin, into every cell of your body. Allow yourself to know what it feels like to be in all of these energies that you're bringing in for the next year. And the angels are blessing and sealing this bubble around you. And take in a few more breaths, really connecting to this energy. And take just a moment to connect with your angels and just give them some gratitude, give them some thanks, heart to heart. May the returning light illuminate your heart and soul to bring peace and love to you and into this world. And when you feel ready, you can start to softly open your eyes and return to this amazing room full of women.
How very beautiful. Thank you. How very beautiful. Are we all feeling the blessing, everyone? Are we feeling it? Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you to the dear angels who came here with us tonight.
Please visit newworldwomen.com to learn more about our exciting collaboration and how it can support you and other women in your life. We would love to welcome you into our first founder circle, which you can explore on our site. If you like Collaboration is Queen, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. Thank you, and remember to keep your crown ready so women can collaborate to create a new world for themselves and for our world, a world of love, inclusion, collaboration, and abundance.